Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your hosts for today's historic event, Ted Robinson and Tim Ryan.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. And as that video so eloquently pointed out, this truly is a celebration. Barely 2 years from dirt to what we see behind us. And it's easy to throw the word dream around on a day like this. Jesse Owens, who is one of the great American sportsmen of all time, was asked once about succeeding in the face of doubt. And he said, "We all have dreams." He said, "What turns dreams into reality are determination, dedication, and inspiration." And we see behind us today, standing here, something, the greatest example, the culmination of all those qualities, Tim, that has made this very real.
Well, what a great day, and welcome everybody here. I think when I hear the word a reality, I think of the word real. And I think we're a culture in today's world where if it's not real, we don't want it. This is obviously real, this stadium. This league is real, the coaches, the players, the fans, and it has become a reality. So welcome everybody here. It's a historic event. We're pleased to gather here with all of you, the dedicated men and women who have worked tirelessly to bring this vision to life, to celebrate the ribbon cutting of Levi's Stadium.
And so to begin our ceremony, it is a pleasure to introduce the man who championed these efforts, the Chief Executive Officer of the San Francisco 49ers, Jed York.
Levi's Stadium is a culmination of hard work, teamwork, and dedication. Together, we've built the first NFL stadium in California since the 1960s. Think about that. It's 2014. It's been quite a while. Most importantly, we built Levi's Stadium without raising taxes on Santa Clara residents and without negatively impacting the city's general fund. I figured I'd steal a page from the genius's book in order to describe how Levi's Stadium was built. Bill Walsh said, "Champions behave like champions before they're champions. They have a winning standard of performance before they are actually winners. No matter what obstacles we faced, no matter what the detractors said, this team knew that we would be standing here today. I want to thank Santa Clara from the bottom of my heart. You've been great neighbors to the San Francisco 49ers for nearly 30 years. Now you're the proud owner of the most unbelievable outdoor sports entertainment facility in the world." Levi's Stadium is going to play host to many unbelievable events. Already we've locked up Super Bowl 50, the Pac-12 Championship, WrestleMania, soccer games, concerts, but there's also going to be great entertainment experiences on a daily basis here. You can take tours of Levi's Stadium. We have an unbelievable museum that showcases the history of the San Francisco 49ers. We've got an unbelievable education center named after my mother that we're going to get tens of thousands of students in the Bay Area to learn about STEM from a hands-on perspective. To understand how can you be a sustainable stadium, to understand how you can be net neutral to the grid, that's going to happen in Levi's Stadium. And oh, by the way, if you want to have a great meal, you can go to the Michael Mina restaurant on a daily basis as well. There are a lot of folks that have worked on this project. I'm not going to be able to name everybody individually, but there's certainly a few that need to be mentioned. First, my family. You know, my wife, Danielle, she's been by my side before we were married, when I was in people's living rooms on Friday nights until 10:30, 11 o'clock. You know, she's been here pushing me and encouraging me and supporting me. Even through last night when no matter how much training I get, I do not know where to put my shoes when I go home. I get yelled at, but she still supports me throughout all of my faults and flaws. My son Jackson, I know he doesn't understand what I'm saying right now. He's sitting on Grammy's lap, but I can't wait to experience Levi Stadium with you. You push me to be a better person every single day. You don't even know it. And I just can't wait to experience this stadium with you. My parents, my brother Tony, my sisters Mara and Jenna, thank you very much for having the belief in me to run the San Francisco 49ers. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure. I'm getting a little emotional, and, you know, I was, before I did my interview backstage and did some press stuff, you know, I saw Patty Mahan, Lisa Gilmore, Jerry Marsali, and it really hit me that this wasn't something that just happened overnight. This is something that their fathers started working on as far back as the 1960s. And it shows you that progress like this, an unbelievable stadium like Levi's, doesn't happen overnight. There has to be a long-term vision. And I think that's what Santa Clara has. They have a long-term vision, and they know that they're not going to see wins immediately. It's a get-rich-slowly type of approach. And there aren't many people that have that. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the fact that Kevin Moore was the first person that really reached out to the Niners and said, you have to look at Santa Clara for a football stadium. I mean, this is going to be unbelievable. And he was a cheerleader from day one. I mean, you know, Jamie Matthews has been a great leader. Pat Cole said there's so many people that have worked on this project from the elected standpoint in Santa Clara. And it's just, it's amazing and mind-boggling how much time and effort they put into this. When I think about the great city manager tradition in Santa Clara, going back to Don Von Raisfeld and seeing how important infrastructure was going to be for the growth of Silicon Valley and most importantly, for his town, Santa Clara. When you look at Jennifer Sparacino, as much as I might like to have not negotiated against her for building a stadium, she did an unbelievable job in putting together probably the best deal that a municipality has ever seen for a stadium. And Julio Fuentes has carried on that tradition, helped us through a very difficult construction process. And when you look at all the things that are going on around it, he's carrying on in that legacy and tradition. And that just shows you how important it is to have a vision that started way back when and continues today. Ren Noski helped as a city attorney of Santa Clara to get through lots of legal and regulatory hurdles. And believe me, there's way too many of those to go through today. I want to thank Mayor Ed Lee. Obviously, he was not in the easiest position in building a football stadium outside of the city of San Francisco. He's been magnanimous throughout this entire process. He's helped lead a charge to bring the Super Bowl to the Bay. And I've been going through and trying to think about all the things that we've promised and all the things that we've delivered on. The only thing that we haven't delivered on, I promised and Mayor Mahan promised, that when we win the Super Bowl, we're going to have a parade on Market Street in San Francisco because we're the San Francisco 49ers. So, no pressure, guys, but we got to have a parade. I have to keep my word. HNTB, Turner DevCon, all the folks that designed and built this stadium. Dave Mazel has a special place in my heart. He started this project when we started our construction, and he said it very clearly to the bankers who weren't quite sure that we can get this done in such a short amount of time. And he said, you got to hit the ground hard. And we hit the ground hard. We set the project right, and that's why we're cutting the ribbon today. 49er staff. Again, there's way too many people to thank. You know, I want to thank our former president, Gideon Yu, for being such a big piece of the financing. Our current president, Prag Marate, our chief operating officer, Al Guido, you guys have led the charge. Sephora, Patty, Larry McNeil, you know, former San Francisco 49er employee, Lisa Lang, who was right there with me every step of the way, going house to house, door to door. There's so many people. John Wasson, who was part of this project before this was even a reality and even a vision. Jack Hill for making this happen. I mean, there's a lot of people that really made this a reality, and I want to thank you. All of our partners, you know, I see Chip and JC from Levi's, and they're in their denim jackets today, and it's 95 degrees. But without those guys, we wouldn't be here. And without their belief, this wouldn't be a reality. And there's so many people that have believed in this. And it's more than putting your name on a building, you know, and owning a place in the building. It's really about connecting your company, your thoughts, your technology with the San Francisco 49ers and with this community and making sure that we build something that's just going to last for decades and decades to come. The 49ers faithful for sticking with us through thick and thin. You guys are the best fans in the world, period. And you deserve to have the best stadium in the world. Now you have it. All the volunteers from Measure J, you know, you guys walk streets, you walk precincts, and you brought out the vote. And that helped us win by almost a 60-40 margin. And that's generally not the margin that the stadiums get passed by. Thank you so much for all of your hard work and effort. Commissioner Goodell, the NFL owners, the league, this has been something that the 49ers have been working on since the 1990s. And without your support, without your blessing, without your guidance and mentorship, we wouldn't be here. And I want to thank all of our partners at the league, especially Commissioner Goodell, for all of their hard work and their belief in the 49ers to make this happen. Greg Carey, Peter White, Elliot McCabe, their teams and the financing teams, I mean, this was not an easy building to finance, and those guys performed admirably, and it wouldn't be here without them. And finally, I want to thank Tipping Point Community. Daniel Lurie has become a great friend. Without Daniel, we wouldn't be here. He introduced me to Chip Berg, and that started a great partnership with Levi's. You know, Daniel was always there for me when we were going through tough times and trying to get the right support for this stadium. And he was somebody that didn't look at, you know, is it San Francisco, is it Santa Clara, is it this, is it that. He looked at what's best for the Bay Area. And I think that's what the organization that he founded embodies. And, you know, beyond his day job of bringing support to fight poverty in the Bay Area, he took on the small task of trying to bring the Super Bowl to the Bay Area and hosting that committee. And Daniel, I couldn't thank you more, man. Thank you. As I've said, Levi's Stadium is really a representation of the best of the Bay Area, whether it's sustainability, technology, food, wine, being outdoors, seeing unbelievable views. And it's the best stadium in the world for the best fans. I can't wait for the 49ers faithful to enjoy this in person. And now it's time to make some new memories at our new home. Thank you very much.
And now it's a pleasure to introduce key partners in making this day happen, the Santa Clara City Council and Santa Clara Mayor Jamie Matthews.
What a great day. It's my great honor to introduce my council and city authority colleagues, the best council on the face of the earth, that are with me here today. Former mayor and current council member Patricia Mahan. Vice Mayor Jerry Marsali. Council members Pat Kolstad. Lisa Gilmore. Teresa O'Neill. And Debbie Davis. I'd also like to acknowledge our city manager and executive director of Stadium Authority, Julio Fuentes, as well as our elected chief of police, Michael Sellers, and fire chief, William Kelly. Today we stand on the precipice of history. I know we all looked at some point at an historic photo and wondered what it would feel like to have been in that moment. Well, this is what it feels like. Today we do more than open Levi's Stadium. Today we change the very trajectory of our city and our region. This is a place where history and generations of memories will be made. It will bring the eyes of the world not only to the city of Santa Clara, but to the greatest region in the nation. This stadium today is the culmination of the dreams and aspirations of generations of visionary leaders who looked out at dying and fallow orchards in a floodplain and saw a convention center and destination entertainment district that would be unrivaled. We honor those visionary individuals of the past who created the infrastructure to make this possible, such as former city manager Don Von Racefield, and all the elected officials on the councils of former mayors Patricia Mayhem, Judy Nadler, Eddie Souza, Larry Farger, Frank Barcelos, Larry Marcelli, and Gary Gilmore. We also honor the extraordinary staff who negotiate with our 49er partners, led by former city manager Jennifer Sparacino, assistant city manager Ron Garrett, deputy city manager Carol McCarthy, former city attorney Helene Lechter, and our city attorney Ren Noski. I also want to publicly acknowledge my friend and former council member Kevin Moore, who made the initial contact. Let's hear it. Who made the initial contact and recognized the opportunity to attract the 49ers to Santa Clara, as well as our former mayor and current council member Patricia Mahan, who met with the great commissioner of football, Roger Goodell, and took him on the ride of a lifetime on the Sky Ride in Great America to see the unlimited potential and ideal location in which we stand. I would like to acknowledge our courageous former council members who spent hundreds of hours in negotiations on complex technical documents leading to the construction of the first new NFL stadium in our state in nearly 50 years. These former council members include Dominic Caserta, Jamie McLeod, William Kennedy, and Joe Cornder. I'd also like to acknowledge our former state senator, Elaine Alquist, who carried legislation to make the stadium move forward. You know, it would not be an overstatement to say it took a community to raise a stadium. Hundreds of committed volunteers led by Ed McGovern, community debates, and door-to-door campaigning resulted in the success of Measure J and one of the greatest public-private partnerships in our history. In addition to the passion and credibility of our community leaders and the quality of the campaign, it was the overwhelming commitment by the York family, and specifically Jen York, that won over the hearts and minds of Santa Clarans. Dr. York and Jed York campaigned vigorously, answering all questions and erasing any doubts about their commitment to our city. They spent hundreds of hours in living rooms and at coffee clutches, open debates, and at the doors of our residents, showing not only their passion, but their ongoing commitment. It has and continues to be a privilege to work together with the York family and Jed York, whom I believe is among one of the greatest leaders of his generation. Today is the day to celebrate Turn to DevCon, led by Jack Hill and our on-site representative, Dave Hathaway, who, with thousands of skilled construction professionals, created this beautiful, iconic structure for the ages, reflecting the innovative technological spirit of Silicon Valley and our shared value of environmental sustainability. You know, there's something amazing and special about Santa Clarans as we all continue to look to the future. As an example, the greatest demographic group to vote in favor of the stadium were our octogenarians, who, although unlikely to attend the games, understood the importance for future generations. My father, Harvey Matthews, was one of those 80-year-olds who walked door-to-door, proudly wearing his 49ers jacket, convincing our friends and neighbors that this is a great thing for Santa Clara's future. Although he's passed, I know he's proudly watching us here today. As predicted, this stadium has been an amazing catalyst for private investment, with over $6.7 billion of private investments under construction or entitled, and another $6.5 billion soon to be under development. This stadium will be the centerpiece of an unrivaled shopping and entertainment destination. I'd also like to publicly thank the families of all our former and current elected and appointed leaders, and especially my Princess Jules and our kids Daniel, Carrie, Kanu, and Molly, for their selfless love and support. The amazing thing about Levi's Stadium is that it's more than a place we open today. It's the reaffirmation of the power of community through the generations who believe always that the best is yet to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Matthews. And we would like at this point to formally recognize the elected officials that are here today, some of whom that the mayor just referenced. And we're going to put their names up on the board behind us and give you an official acknowledgement to Willie Brown, to Nora Campos, Cindy Chavez, Chris Clark, Dave Cortese, Burton Craig, Rod Diridon, Jose Estevez, Paul Fong, George Gascon, David Ginsburg, Rich Gordon, Jim Griffith, Jerry Hill, William Kelly, Alex Lazar, Stephen Leonardis, Emily Lowe, Mary Maven, Richard Noski, Christine Padilla, Joe Przinski, Mike Sellers, Nancy Shepard, Laurie Smith, Steve Tate, Mike Wasserman, and Bob Wachowski. And we thank all of them for their support on this project. Is anybody from air traffic control on that list?
We can handle that. Thank you as well, Mayor Matthews, and to all the elected officials here today that are being recognized. Congratulations. Job well done. That's obvious. So let's get this party started. I think as you go back to May of 2013, the 49ers named a partner for this stadium. And how many people got 501 Blues in their closet still? Mm-hmm. Coach Harbaugh, I know you got about five pairs in your closet. And the naming partner for the stadium, the legendary San Francisco denim maker Levi Strauss and Company. The partnership could not be more perfect, as it was Levi Strauss who helped turn San Francisco into a world-class city when he co-created the first blue jean in 1873 and began outfitting miners and other laborers who came west to make their fortunes.
And joining us today, we are pleased to introduce a man you cannot confuse his identity. He is the president and CEO of Levi Strauss. Please welcome Chip Berg.
What an awesome day. What an awesome day. Ted and Tim, thanks very much for that introduction. You know, when Jed, Mayor Matthews, Mayor Lee of San Francisco, and I announced this naming partnership in May last year, there were a lot of people whose response was, huh? After all, how many apparel brands have the naming rights to a major sporting event or a sporting arena like this beautiful building behind us? A lot of people expected it to be a tech brand or a Bay Area startup to actually be the naming rights partner. So just to set the record straight, Levi Strauss, the man, was the original San Francisco entrepreneur 161 years ago, and Ellis & Co. is the original Bay Area startup. But seriously, in our business, fit is everything. So when people ask me why we decided to be the naming rights partner for this incredible new stadium, the answer is simple. It was a perfect fit. Here's why I say that. First, we have between Levi Strauss, the company, and the San Francisco 49ers, two amazing brands and organizations with very, very deep roots here in the Bay Area. Second, we have two businesses, both family-owned, that share incredibly similar values. Both organizations very committed to giving back to the local communities through our respective foundations. Third, we have two teams that are focused on and committed to winning. We have two teams that are committed to innovation. The West Coast offense, after all, was started back in Coach Walsh's era. And 100 years before that, 141 years ago now, Levi Strauss created the first riveted blue jean. And the rest, in both of those instances, is kind of history. This stadium was built to be the most innovative and sustainable stadium in the country and arguably in the world. Innovation is in our lifeblood as a company. We innovated by creating the blue jeans. And sustainability plays a huge part in our innovation platform. Additionally, another area of commonality, since we announced the relationship more than a year ago, we have one other thing in common. On Fridays, the entire front office of the 49ers has been wearing Levi's. Even Jed. But finally, and most importantly, we both know we would not be here today if it weren't for our amazing fans, the 49er faithful and our Levi's fans, our consumers. We both have some of the greatest fans in the world, some of the most engaged and most loyal fans. Our new advertising campaign is all about how people live their life in Levi's. You wear jeans, you live in Levi's. What a better place for everyone to show how they live their life in their Levi's than at Levi's Stadium, be it at a Niners game, a concert, or WrestleMania. I'm personally looking forward to game days and 68,500 fans walking into Levi's Stadium, rocking their Levi's jeans, wearing their Niners jersey, and maybe picking up one of these. Or a few. We do have to pay for the stadium after all. Whether from the red seats in the stadium, in and around the stadium, or from the new 501 Club. Be on the lookout, too, for some very special red and gold product, which you can pick up in the store here or any Levi's store in the Bay Area in about 2 weeks. Finally, watch Sourdough run out onto the field. Sourdough will be rocking his Levi's. The Niners Noise will be rocking their Levi's. The Gold Rush cheerleaders will be rocking their Levi's, as will most of the people working in and around the stadium. It's a huge, huge thing for all of us. This really is an exciting day for the Bay Area, the 49ers, for Levi Strauss and Company, and for everyone who had anything to do with making the stadium happen. We are truly excited about the future, for our fans to be able to enjoy the most innovative, sustainable, and most amazing stadium on the face of the planet. Congratulations to the York family, to the entire 49er team and organization for this big milestone. After you bring home the Super Bowl trophy this season, promise me you'll have the team playing on its home field here in Super Bowl 50. Or as the purists would say, Super Bowl L, which stands for Levi's, in February 2016. Thank you.
Thank you, Chip. Tim and I have unanimously agreed that jacket is our preseason wear. It must be. Awesome. It is an honor today to have joining us for this celebration a very special guest, the Commissioner of the National Football League. Please welcome Roger Goodell.
Thank you very much. It's a thrill and an honor for me to be here today. I know it's hot, so my comments will be brief. I just wanted to share from an NFL's perspective how proud and how excited we are of this great stadium and the people who all made it happen. My experience in getting stadiums built around the country is it doesn't happen without leadership. And I'd like to salute the leadership who did this. First, the public sector. I had the great privilege of dealing with so many of you, from mayors, obviously Mayor Matthews now, but Patty, I do remember that ride very well, by the way, and it was a thrill, but it's great to be able to see it all become a reality, and that leadership is something that's missing so much in our society, and I salute all of you, the City Council, for not only your vision, but your ability to make things happen. And of course, the York family, Jed, you have every reason to be emotional today. Your leadership, your vision, your determination, you made it happen, and you put great people around you. I know you made everybody in the NFL proud, but most importantly, your family. And we thank you on behalf of the NFL for all your great work. And to the business partners, Chip, we admire you so much. We admire your company. We admire your passion that you just demonstrated. We're so proud to be partnering with you throughout the NFL, but also to see your name on this facility and so many other great companies that are going to make this facility a great one. Again, public-private partnerships are the key, though, in getting these done. And I think this is something where there was a great joint venture, a great vision between the public sector and the private sector to make this become a reality. And it reflects the greatness of this region. What makes this region truly unique? The technology, the innovation, the great people of this region. And I think that's what's going to be so remarkable over the years about this great stadium, is the ability to reflect on the people in the region that this stadium is such a big part of. And the sustainability, nothing's more important to us going forward, making sure that we're all responsible to our environment and to our communities, and you did that at the same time. So I congratulate you. You brought everybody a great deal of pride. The only thing that's missing from this great stadium right now are the great 49er faithful. They'll be coming soon as the season's upon us. And we're very fortunate and we're very honored to be able to bring Super Bowl 50 here in just a few years. That's going to be an event for us that is remarkably important, celebrating our golden anniversary right here in this great stadium, but also in this great region. So thank you. We look forward to being here for our opening day, but we also look forward to that great Super Bowl day. And congratulations to all of you.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Goodell. Roger, you truly are the best, and this league, the best sports league in the world, not even close, feels your leadership every day. So job well done. Go ahead, Ted.
All right, here's a quick dose of stats for you. 340 companies contributed to building this. 819 days of all the qualities you've heard talked about today. 7,788 men and women with effort and impeccable workmanship to create this masterpiece. And now to show it off, flanking us on the staircases alongside the stage, please welcome representatives. If the stadium is the star, these are the star makers, the builders of Levi's Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations to you, to your colleagues who are not able to be here today. That's the most deserved applause we've had. Thank you to the builders of Levi's Stadium.
One more big fat applause for all these folks. How this place came up so fast. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Awesome.
All right, it is time. And we are going to ask the principals involved to join us up here on the stage. The construction management team will come up on my right from HNTB Architects Design Principal Tim Cahill. From Turner Construction, Senior Vice President Mike O'Brien. From DevCon Construction, President Gary Filizetti. Joining them will be Levi's President and CEO Chip Berg and 49ers Chief Operating Officer Al Guido.
The ribbon to my left, I'd like to call up 49ers head coach Jim Harbaugh, Pro Bowlers Patrick Willis and Joe Staley, the general manager Trent Baalke, NFL commissioner Roger Goodell, and 49ers president Parag Marate.
And also to join us on the stage, the York family, Mayor Matthews, and the Santa Clara Stadium Authority Board. And if everyone would come together on the stage for this magic moment.
All right, everybody, let's get this party started now. Loosen up your jackets, roll up your sleeves if you have to. And eventually this whole thing, it's going to get cut today, and it's eventually going to finish with a party with Lombardi. I promise you, this team's in. This team is in too good a shape. The window's not closing. It's still opening. We're going to have 53 guys jump through it. So I'd like the audience, if you could please, loud and proud, lead us in a countdown. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.